Well, Eileen, the significance of the word pastoral in the Parish Pastoral Council is that now councils are being developed which take a range of responsibilities for the total life and including the faith life of the parish in cooperation with the parish priest. So the significance of pastoral takes the work of this council into perhaps a field of, as I say, faith and life and everything which is of concern within the parish.
Mm. And why is it necessary at this time to introduce a pastoral council?
Well, what we're doing at this time is supporting very much the practice which is growing in many dioceses around the country of having parish pastoral councils. And this practice has developed actually on foot of Vatican II, which is all of 40 years ago. It's not really all that new. Now, there is a sense in which you're getting a new impetus at the present time, and it has to be acknowledged that that is not unrelated to the fact that we do have a drop in the number of ordained ministers to serve as priests and parish priests within our parishes. But that's not the main reason. The reason is that it accords with a vision of church as a total community.
Mm.
And actually, it's not just Vatican II that has promoted the idea of council. Council is an idea that goes right back to the origins of the church.
Mm. And who's going to be on these pastoral councils?
Well, it's understood that the pastoral council in a parish would be a representative body. And so when the wider community of the parish look at the pastoral council, they should see a sort of microcosm of themselves. So in terms of age, in terms of where they live, in terms of men and women, for example, and also the significant activities that are already going on in the parish, it's reasonable to expect that they would see themselves represented in this group, which is the parish pastoral council.
Mm. And how are they selected, or do they volunteer?
Yes, well, the document that's just been published has suggestions to offer on that, and these indeed come out of what we've seen happening in parishes around the country. There are a number of ways in which the members of the council can be designated. The more traditional ways would be like on basis of areas and activities in the parish. The move is at the moment towards what we would describe as more discerning ways, so that following a time of education, of information within the parish, that nominations may be sought, and that these nominees coming together could discern, namely, just try and look within the group and say, from where will we get the best combination of people to represent the parish? It's not necessarily a popularity poll. It's more about what the purpose of the council is. And so we look for the combination of people that will best represent the total parish and still also be able to work towards the purpose, or what we would call the mission of the parish.
Mm. And how will they be trained?
Oh, the training is really important. And in the document, you'll see that I did a piece of research in five dioceses, meeting with members of pastoral councils. This was the first question. What are you learning? And what about the training you've got? And what about the ongoing training that you need? And it's absolutely key. If you think about the pastoral council as a leadership structure, well, then you ask, what organisation is going to toss the leadership to a group of people without taking care to share the vision and to train up in the skills necessary, and to ask those basic questions of why, the questions you're asking, mm. Eileen, why this? And the why really is rooted in our common baptism, in our common mission, and in the fact that we are a community of faith. We're not just individual believers.
Mm. And I suppose really a lot of people who might be available and willing to go forward in such committees may well be tied up in other things in the parish. Is it a very time-consuming business?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Time management is one of our challenges, isn't it? Personally, looking at this and being involved in a lot of the formation of a lot of councils, and having been involved myself in a council when I worked in parish, time, I think, is closely related to effectiveness. That if you have effective ways of working, that you make good use of time. And as we all know, we don't just become effective overnight, and that's another aspect of the training. But yes, it does require a commitment of time. And for that reason, parishes are encouraged to work with, to invite people or to sanction people on council who are not taking time from other major commitments in their lives. You know, we do have a concept of the greedy parish who works the volunteers to death. Mm. And we don't want to do that.
Mm. Mm. Well, in parishes where you've seen it to be successful, yes. What difference has it made to them?
Well, the first thing I think, Eileen, is symbolic, that there's a different statement here of how we understand the parish, that we understand the parish as a community of all the faithful, led by the parish priest, and but not leaving all of the work and all of the sense of responsibility for the mission of the parish, for the witness of the Christian life of the parish, for the service of the poor and needy in the parish, for designing the ways in which this parish organises its worship, its education in faith and so on. Not leaving all of that just to the priest. Now, it has to be said, of course, that the priest is the president of the council. No valid meeting of the pastoral council can take place without the parish priest or his delegate.